And we are officially back for the podcast, first time in 2 months since before the NHL playoffs started. This is the Bat Flip Sports podcast. We don't have an official name for it yet, but I am Josh here with Petter. Petter, how's it going?
Doing well. It was a rough week last week going through. Well, all we have right now is baseball, and we had 3 days in there that was just absolutely awful sports-wise. I know you had fun with the big fight press conferences, but I wasn't too as much into that as you were. It's good to be back.
That's actually a really good point. With the doldrums of just baseball in the summer, unless Santana or Barrios are pitching, it's hard for me to get up even for a Twins game. So this Conor McGregor versus Mayweather press tour that went on last week was actually perfect for me. And you're not in it at all. You're out.
It was funny at first, and then it got old for me. Like the first two were pretty good, and then after that it kind of just dragged on for me.
Yeah, the first two were amazing, and then I'm totally on McGregor's side here, so getting that along. And then the third one in New York, I believe it was kind of trash. It didn't look good for anyone. And I didn't even see Friday. I don't know what happened Fridays. I think that one's in London. But overall, I think this is actually like the biggest sporting event in the last like 5 years.
Wow, really?
You have a man coming from a different sport and is threatening to take down one of the like the best boxers of all time.
Okay.
It's such a unique situation. I mean,
unique, yes, but I'm not as excited as the hype is trying to make it up to be.
And that's I go in knowing that there's a 97% chance Mayweather just wins, and I'm cool with that. But I have to say to myself, if I was just not going to watch it that night, and on some circumstance McGregor lands one and knocks him out, that's going to be such a where were you when moment in sports. And I just can't afford to miss that.
That's true. I'm not spending any money on the fight, but if I end up somewhere where it's playing, I'll watch it.
So you're not in it at all. That's super interesting. I think McGregor's the biggest, like, I think he's the best man on the mic ever in sports.
That I agree with, but I think it's all set up just to make these two guys as much money as they possibly can make, and then they'll just like have like Rocky VI in the ring for a little bit, toy around with each other, and then go home with a big paycheck.
And that's probably what it is going to be. But I still got to watch just in case.
Yeah. See, they got you. They got you.
Yeah. But I go in knowing. I'm fully aware, and I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Fair enough.
I'm probably going to bet on McGregor. Just for the payout. The smart money is on Mayweather, but the odds are so far with him that you have to put up a high amount of money just to make a decent profit. And then like you have to cheer for Mayweather, which I can't do.
Right.
You know, I can't cheer for a woman beater.
Yeah, he can't even read.
Which is still McGregor telling him, like, what was it, why do you have a school bag? You can't even read. It's shut it down, man. You can't come back.
Yeah, that was the roast of the decade.
That was pretty bad. So, well, we are a Minnesota-based podcast, so I suppose we better talk about something Minnesota.
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
And right now, we are, since we're in the doldrums of summer, all we got is the fucking Twins.
The Twins and everyone else in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, no, like I said, I watch baseball 2 out of 5 nights a week if I'm lucky. There's no way, unless I have money on the game, that I'm watching the fucking Dodgers versus Arizona. And that's where you and I differ, because you're a baseball purist.
Right. Yeah. I'll find a pitching matchup that I want to watch and I'll watch it. I'd say four or five nights a week. I'm just watching baseball.
How many games do you watch a week?
See, I just have MLB TV, and so I don't watch full games. I'm more of like a switch from game to game type of guy. Okay, and I just watch my fantasy guys.
Oh God, you're one of them. That's fucked up, dude. But all right, so we got the Twins, and they're, as of tonight, we're recording this on Monday night. They just beat the Yankees. Is this the first time this year, right? First game?
First game against the Yankees?
Yeah.
That I'm not sure about, but I know it was a really, really sweet win.
Okay, like, I guess back when I watched the Twins, like, religiously, we were getting drummed by them because Gardy, like, that was his kryptonite, was Joe Torre and the Yankees. And is that still the case?
I guess I haven't looked at their record against the Yankees lately, but the Yankees are pretty good at their veteran lineup with the two young studs in Sanchez and Judge.
No, fuck that. Judge is taking steroids, right?
No.
I'm pretty sure he's taking steroids.
Okay, he might be taking steroids, but I really hope he doesn't get caught.
Okay, so here's my next bit. Let's allow steroids in the game. Bring them back.
Do not get me started, Matt. No.
You're telling me that you would much rather... You would. Like, you see, this is your baseball purist. You'd rather watch a 2-1 pitching duel with, like, the bullpen coming in the mid-7th and, like, the pitching matchups and three bullpen guys coming out in the 8th inning and all that bullshit.
We've had this conversation before. You know I love a good pitching duel.
It's terrible.
There have been a massive amount of home runs hit this year, and I'm okay with that. Judge is already at, what, 30, 31? Just absolutely demolished everyone in the home run derby. I could talk about that forever, but yeah, I'm just completely impressed with Judge, and like, it's really sad to say, but he is a likable Yankee, and it was good to beat him today, but it's tough to say that I actually like the guy.
That's a big man of you. So, all right, so as of right now, we're a game back in the Central, and we are in the middle of July, which means the trade deadline is in like 13-14, so it's in 2 weeks, and yet we don't know if we're buyers or sellers yet.
Right, that it's right where you don't want to be as far as the trade deadline is concerned. The Royals are right on our heels, two games back. They're a game back behind us, two games back from the lead. It's so tough to be in this spot because I think the Twins will not make the playoffs. I started that with that mindset coming into the year. They've outperformed what I thought they would do so far, but I still think they're going to fall off the table here and they aren't going to make it. So if they sell too many weapons, they're just not going to have much to rebuild off of in the coming years, which is tough.
So are you okay? I'm actually with you on this. I even if we do somehow make it to the playoffs, we're going to have to go through that new play-in game, which I like. So now it comes down to, even if we are like right there, do we end up selling? And with this new regime and in the GM role, I think I hope they actually go this route. So the top candidates, if we were to sell off, have to be who? Dozier and Urban?
Selling?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't like, just the like, Dozier was the obvious choice. coming into the year, and I don't like everyone's like, get rid of him, get whatever you can for him.
Yeah, I wrote a great post on it this past before the season. I was totally in favor of getting rid of him.
Right, and now that he's had the season he's had, those two I wouldn't mind. Like, I wouldn't mind re-signing Dozier if we could. I'm not sure how much money he's gonna demand here coming up, but. Yeah, I just don't know.
But we have, like, our two best prospects are middle infielders.
To sell?
Well, no. Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, coming up.
But, like, coming up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. It just, like, the veteran presence of Dozier this year and just, like, the numbers he's been putting up, like, that adds value, too, I think.
You know what else adds value? A bullpen. Another permanent pitcher.
So now you're in buying mode, or are you saying bullpen for the future?
No, for the future. Like, next year, sell.
For a bullpen?
For a bullpen, well, for a starting pitcher and bullpen help.
Okay, so you want to sell Irvin Santana for a starting pitcher?
I want to sell Irvin for prospects and hopefully, like, three arms, because that's one thing we just don't have. We're throwing out isn't our fifth starter pretty much, like, whoever's, like, not in rotation at double or triple A at the moment?
Bartolo.
But don't get me started. I'm so excited for him to pitch tomorrow.
Oh, I think he's going to get absolutely rocked, but I hope he throws a gem. I would give anything to see him just absolutely shut down the Yankees tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's against the Yankees. I mean, that's... He got dealt in, like, his minor league start. So, but just the legend of Bartolo Colon is, it's such a great, great storyline. So,
yeah, you know, it's never ending.
Scratch my earlier statement. I'll probably be tuning in tomorrow night for it. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be hilarious either way.
Yeah.
Now, kind of hilarious? I'm not sure.
Unless he has, like, some sort of mediocre, like, no decision.
Like, yeah, like 5 1/3. Okay, so you don't want us to. Who would you want us to sell then? If you don't want Santana or Dozier gone.
You caught me off guard. I don't know what I'm. Those are the two, I suppose.
I can't think of anyone else that anyone would really want, unless honestly, if we could get rid of Kinsler. Like, I know he's having a good year, but stats say it's going to catch up to him real soon.
Who?
Kinsler or whatever, the closer.
Oh, yeah, Kinsler. Okay. I thought you were, like, switching over to Detroit here. Yeah, Kinsler, I don't think he's going to go. I just tweeted from the Bad Flip account tonight. I was just like, how is he putting up these numbers without striking anybody out? And then he goes 1-2-3 with a strikeout and closes it out. Like, when you watch him pitch, you don't think he's got the stuff to be a closer, but he just does it. And I don't think other teams would buy into that.
Probably not, but if we got offered something for him, I'd take it, because I think the closer role is the most overrated thing in sports.
Right.
And you know what? Francona did a great job last year putting Miller in at just the spot he needed him to. Like, I think that's exactly the future.
Right. I think the closer is the guy that just comes out and gets the job done. But then that setup role is going to turn into the, okay, where are we at in the opposing lineup? Who do we need to get out? And let's just match up against some lefty-lefty, righty-righty until we can get to that ninth.
Yeah. No, so I don't know. I don't know. Chances are we actually just stay pretty much put.
Yeah,
the deadline.
And that's not, like, staying put isn't losing, I guess. Like, with this lineup, I'm satisfied with where we are right now as a team. I don't think selling Dozier and Irvin is gonna get too much to, like, I'm not sure if the prospects we get are gonna make up for losing those two. You know what I mean?
I get it. I just don't think this year's our year, and I'd rather have arms for the future, because I don't know, I haven't looked at free agency or anything, but I'm assuming the arms of free agency aren't that great, and if they are, we're notorious for signing shit arms like Nolasco.
Yeah, it's tough. At this point, I just think I'm just gonna put my trust in the new guys, like I said at the beginning of the year, and just let them have their 2 or 3 years to do what they want, and hopefully they turn this team into a playoff regular.
I think they can. I think the batting is great. Buxton's starting to come around, but now he's on the DL, which is perfect for Minnesota. How about Gibson? I swear the guy will pitch just enough to be on like his last start before he gets like demoted, and then he pulls off like six or seven innings and the 2 to 3 earned run performance.
It's unbelievable. I wish they would just cut him and just let some prospects get a chance up at the bigs, but I don't know. The thing about Buxton, though, we called up Granite here as, what is he, utility guy, or is he strictly outfield?
I think he's an outfielder, but I hear he's like, this is the one. Ever since I've been a Twins fan, I swear the only thing we can produce is outfielders.
Yeah, and he's been putting up really good numbers at in the minors, and Buxton going on the shelf kind of gave him that leeway to be like, okay, well, I don't need to be perfect up here to keep a spot for a little bit. Yeah, it might give him a little bit of comfort knowing that he has some time to adjust.
Yeah, but I'm taking all my proverbial like marbles and I'm putting them in the Buxton bucket, and he was like starting to actually come around.
It was really nice to see his bat for a month there.
Him going down kind of worries me.
What's that?
So him going down kind of worries me in the fact that I hope he doesn't lose.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So I don't know. Hopefully he comes back, and it'll be super interesting to see what the Twins do the rest of the year. The fact is, though, and I've said it a million times, I just need the Twins to get me to training camp. And you know what? They fucking did it. Training camp starts in a week, baby. Vikings rookies report on Sunday, and vets report in a week. We are almost a football season. We are all the light at the end of the tunnel. Is here. I can see it.
The Twins are still going to be in the race for the AL Central, and you're going to be like, it's baseball season still going?
Yeah, no, like until the playoffs start. September's like my, oh, baseball's still actually like playing. Like I'm questioning it. And then October comes and it's like one of the greatest sports months because the NHL starts, baseball are in the playoffs, and football's in full swing.
October and March.
Yeah, the two best months. You can actually probably throw April in there too. April's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
but for sure. Like, and October is such a great sports month. So then we got the Vikings coming up.
Vikings.
And the news out yesterday was Coach Zim got cleared to fly, which is great because they travel for long periods of time. And
football teams need to fly?
What's that?
Football teams need to fly?
Yeah, breaking news. So Zim got cleared to fly, and it came out that he's actually had 8 eye surgeries this offseason.
Wow.
That dude's had more surgeries on his torn retina than the whole Kardashian clan. It's insane. So now we're here. And I'm so torn on this Twins or this Vikings team. I really don't know what to think. It's still too early to tell. As we know from last training camp, who the hell knows what's going to even happen? I mean, last year we were riding so high. We had the roster we wanted. We had everything going right, and then on some random weekday, Teddy dropped back and non-contact puts his foot on the ground and pretty much almost has to have his leg amputated.
Yeah, that was one of the worst days in Minnesota sports in the last
Yeah, on a side note, the fact that, like, we're so cursed when it comes to injuries, like, that happened, the Teddy injury, and then our coach, like, legit was, like, a month away from going blind, essentially. Like, I can't be, like, people do say, like, oh, yeah, Minnesota sports, it's like, there's some bad fucking juju that goes on in this state.
It's unbelievable. It's never ending. We're just always going through something that other. I feel like there. Like, is there another sports town that goes through this? Like Cleveland? No.
Well, I mean, Cleveland's got the championship now, but I mean, the Browns are just a shit show.
Right.
Buffalo. I mean, they lost 4 straight Super Bowls. Like, I can't imagine that heartbreak.
Right.
They,
yeah.
They didn't have a Super Bowl win. I mean, they lost. They were in the game 4 times in a row.
Bikes don't have a Super Bowl win.
Nope. Nope. We barely make it there. But 09, losing in 09 and the Walsh kick are two of, like, the most gut-wrenching things I've ever watched.
Yeah, terrible moments. It's, no!
And then 98 happened. Like, it just everything was such a shit show. So... And this is the problem. Like, after last season, like, thinking back, it's like, all right, you know, we need to retool the offensive line, and we need weapons, and we did a decent job of it, but I don't know if we did enough to compete. So at the end of last year, I'm like, okay, we could probably go, like, you know, another 8-8, 9-7. And then, of course, my mind, when it starts creeping towards the end of July and August is around the corner, I go, you know, 11-5. 12-4 sounds pretty good right about now.
Yeah.
I talk myself into it, and the Vikings are the one team, and then the Wild too, where I will just jump right into the deep end. I don't go to the shallow end. I'm in. This is it. Let ride or die.
Every year.
Every year.
You're just in. I love it.
You got to believe in something. And, I don't know. I think Bradford's the quarterback. I don't know how healthy Teddy is. We keep seeing videos of him working out without a brace. I don't know what to take from that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just don't know what to think right now. I do think our defense is poised to have just a monster year. And we just got to get the brakes on offense. And hopefully with a different running game. We got 2 new running backs. And... Hopefully our offensive line shores up, and we don't have, like, the worst injury season in Viking history again.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Who do you have for potential breakout season on the Vikings this year?
Oh, my Laquan Treadwell, baby.
Treadwell. I love it. What, do you have, like, 3 completions last year?
No, the guy barely got on the field, and Zimmer is notorious for not playing his rookies. Okay. The report coming out of all this OTA and shit says that he's been phenomenal. Take that for what it will. No one says a bad word about anyone in, like, the off-season mode, so take that for what you will. But with Michael Floyd getting his 4-game suspension, that 3rd spot is all open for Treadwell. And luckily, Bradford's just, like, really good at hitting the short routes. So,
well, behind that line.
Balls, and I think Treadwell's... I think for an offseason where a lot of fans were like, we need more help on the wide receiver scale, like, I think that's going to turn out to be, like, our deepest position outside of maybe defensive line. Defensive line's our deepest core. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah. Our secondary looks pretty good too this year.
Outside of Xavier and Harrison, we'll see. I don't know. It's all who stays healthy.
I guess.
Battle of nutrition.
Oh, what was I gonna say now? I had another question for you. It'll come back to me. Okay, what are we talking about? Running backs?
Yeah. So now we signed Latavius Murray. We let AP walk, and then we drafted Dalvin Cook, who dropped due to off-field concerns. So we got a. I love the Dalvin Cook pick.
Yeah, big fan.
So now it's it all depends on who takes over and who's the if we even have a workhorse, which I really don't think we will.
Right, it's going to be one of those fantasy football situations where you're just like, who do I start?
Well, you don't touch a Viking running back. That's what's going to be. But who knows? You know, once again with injuries, like if one guy goes down and the other guy steps up and starts tearing it up, well then it's his. It's his backfield for a while, so I don't know. It'll be very interesting. First regular season game is Monday night against AP and the Saints at home.
If that wasn't a chapter in a storybook, I don't know what is. That is AP going off for 300 yards, waiting to happen.
Okay, so do you actually believe that? Because I think he's not going to touch 80 yards.
I really hope not.
Okay, hope and think are two different things.
I doubt it. Like I honestly think he's washed up, but I could all like it's we're Vikings fans. He might just go off for $150.
And that's we're brainwashed to think like, okay, what's the worst case scenario and how's it gonna happen?
Right.
That's just how we are now. It's sickening. So okay. Overall, before training camp gets here and everything, give me a read on how you think the Vikes are going to do this year.
Well, as I've blogged a couple of times, I have this deal with my dad and his friend that every Minnesota sports season, we place bets on the record of the team as well as point differential. And I don't remember what I put for point differential, but I said 11-5.
11-5, wow.
I was optimistic that day. Right now, I'm thinking that's best case scenario, but hey, I'm all aboard.
Best case scenario is 12-4. Worst case scenario is probably about 7-9. And I think we're going to land in the 9 or 10 win range and compete for a playoff spot. And it all depends on the Packers, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers. You got to account for them, and you got to win the division games. You win division games, you make a playoff spot. Right.
Yes, sir.
That'll be interesting. So, well, we hope to do a couple more of these podcasts more regularly, getting a somewhat schedule, and hopefully now that the doldrums are about to end, we have more content to talk about weekly. But till next time, thanks, Petter.
Yeah, hey, if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, shoot us a tweet, whatever, find a way to contact us. We'll talk about whatever you want.
Definitely, yeah, follow us on Twitter. The Instagram is starting to pop off a little bit. I've been paying more attention to that, and let us know what you guys think. You like what you're hearing and you want more of it, let us know. Subscribe to the iTunes channel, rate us, and let's see if we can take this thing off a little bit. So until next time, man.
All right, have a good one, guys.